Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 1966.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
My sister is older than me, and she's going to be going into the same profession that I am, which is a physician. So I can look for her for advice about what to do. But qualities that I've seen her as a role model, that she's compassionate, caring, she's always trying to help other people. She's a good person overall.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I admire Tom Cruise because he stood up for his beliefs. When people were making fun of Scientology, he stood up for his beliefs, and it's important to me that even though people might not agree with your beliefs or attack your beliefs, you stick up for them.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all the information on it, will get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
I believe so.
How would you describe your personality?
I can be rather reserved if I don't know somebody or I'm not comfortable around the person. And so I may not be as outgoing with the person until I get to know them. But when I get to know them, I'm generally conversational and easygoing and whatnot.
Are there lessons that your parents taught you as a child that have had a significant impact on your adult life?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, basically.
What makes you unique?
I'm incredibly competitive, essentially everything I do. Not so much that I have to be the best and have to be on a pedestal, but just because I like to challenge myself. I like when challenges present themselves because it makes me work harder to try and meet my goals. And
tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I just like to talk with my family, see what's going on in their lives. A lot of my family were very busy during the year, so we don't get to talk as much. So it's nice to just sit around and talk with my parents and my siblings.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
When I was a teenager, I received various computer parts, and many people just bought computers. They didn't put them together themselves. So it forced me to learn how to understand what the components of a computer did and how to put them together, because I actually put them together and built a computer myself when I was young. So it was cool because I figured out what the components did. They're one aspect, but another part is that it's just cool because I got a computer as well.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
Definitely it's Christmas. Not so much that I receive gifts, but I like the challenge of finding good gifts that people like.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
My most unforgettable vacation would be when I visited my sister my senior year of high school. She was in medical school, and it was a nice break from school, and it was nice to go up and visit her and see what medical school is like, and that it's partially influenced me about trying to become a physician.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
My dad was allergic to fur, so that sort of restricted the number of pets we would have and what type of pet. But we had a hamster for like a week, and I guess that's all my dad could handle, the fur, and then we ended up giving it away.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I grew up, I played all the sports, basketball, baseball, football, swimming, soccer, so those were all really fun.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood, and did you have a favorite book?
I didn't really read when I was a child, but I remember a book called Max Tracks, and it was about robotic scientific vehicles that would help people in need. For instance, if there was like an avalanche, they would come and move all the obstructions and help rescue the people. And it was interesting to me, and I guess it's not one of your like typical childhood books, like Green Eggs and Ham or whatever. But
what type of books do you enjoy now?
I enjoy the same type of books, generally like sci-fi, fantasy. A lot to do with like wizards and magic.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
I just chill and relax with my friends, play some games.
And why do you enjoy these activities?
Just because it's a break from school. Just like to have fun with my friends.
Has anyone ever told you you resemble a particular celebrity?
The other week, one of my friends said I resembled the main character in the show called Monk because of my deductive reasoning.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
Once again, I'll have to go with the knights and magic lore, so I guess the Middle Ages. I guess that's the right time period.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
When I was a senior in high school, I had a breakup with a girlfriend that made me do a lot of introspection, looking at my life and how I viewed things, and it changed my perspective on life, certain habits that I did.
What was the first big purchase you made that you were are most proud of?
A laptop.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living or dead, who would it be and why?
FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, just because he was an influential leader of the United States during a bad time, the Depression, and he helped get us out of the Depression. Yeah, I mean, he changed America in a lot of ways, and so it'd be interesting to ask him questions about that period.
What is your definition of success?
Doing something which you enjoy. You don't have to be the best at it, but just doing something that you enjoy doing, having fun at.
What is your biggest frustration?
I'm incredibly impatient. I like things to be over with quickly. I don't like things that take a long time. I prefer things that are much more difficult and have a shorter duration than things that take a long time.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have and why?
They're a good person, caring, compassionate about their fellow man or woman.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
Doing the small things in life, like the dishes, cleaning up, taking out the trash. When I'm older, I'll have a maid to do that.
So you're going to be a physician. When did you first become interested in this field?
Taking a psychology course my senior year in high school.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
There's a show called House MD, and the main character is this physician who's at a teaching hospital. He helps instruct future physicians and doctors about how to be a physician and whatnot. But he also gets to take on challenging cases. In my opinion, that would be a very, very interesting and good job, ideal job for me, because it would challenge me and it also allowed me to help others.
This concludes the audio interview for 1966.